You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
How's it going? I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was a song called The Other Woman by Ray Parker Jr. You may know Ray Parker Jr. from his hit song, Ghostbusters. Yep, that's who it is. Ray Parker Jr., my cousin, Gene, was over for Thanksgiving and brought me a whole bunch of 45s from my jukebox, and one of them happened to be this particular song. I'd never heard of it and had no idea that Ray was such a great musician before his breakout hit. Just like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, Ray goes top of the charts every Halloween with Ghostbusters. There's a documentary on Ray Parker Jr. on Netflix that you should check out. It's really interesting. And if you have time, it's very educational. We have some great music coming up on the show for you this episode. Something from the Archangels, released in 1992. The Archangels are a Texas blues rock supergroup, and they are actually the rhythm section for Stevie Ray Vaughan. They formed after his death and have put out some great music. Also on the show, we've got music from Dylan Cartwright, a song called Molasses, Walk the Walk. This is a little bit of funk, soul, hip-hop, gospel, rock, and R&B. Dylan's best known for his hopeful narratives and is from the town Stoke-on-Trent in the United Kingdom. Now I have to go there because it's got such a cool name. Also on the show, we've got Kaylee Cardinal, best known for her album Downtown Apartment. We've got a song from her called Party of One. She's releasing music constantly and it's great stuff, so you got to check her out. She won the Juno Award for Best Indigenous Group or Artist of the Year in 2022. Oddly enough, she accepted the award from her apartment because it was the pandemic and nothing was in person. Sheryl Crow, just nominated and inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, music's greatest honor, with her song Strong Enough from her first album, which came out so long ago, 1993, Tuesday Night Music Club. I remember when it was on cassette, we used to play it in my mom's car driving around. All right, here it is on the jukebox. Sheryl Crow was Strong Enough.
music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Talk that talk, better walk that walk.
Better walk that walk. Take your hands out. Talk that talk, baby. Better walk that walk. Talk that talk, baby. Better walk that walk. Take your hands out. Talk that talk, baby.
Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
Discover Blue Moon Marquee's latest album, Scream, Holler, and Howl. Add Blue Moon Marquee to your favorite playlist on all platforms. Listen, watch, and order online at bluemoonmarquee.com.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Feel how it feels.
song that won't quit, Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God from Kate Bush, who was also nominated and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently. That song was put in the show Stranger Things and blew up a couple summers ago, and it's still getting played to this day. I think that it went number one the second time round, so it went higher up the chart than when it was originally released. Imagine that. Crazy. We have music also from Mikhail Laxton from his album, Mikhail Laxton. It's a self-titled album that came out this September. He's had quite a year. This is a song called Leaving You With Less. Here's Mikhail Laxton on the jukebox. 1, 2...